Are you finally ready to make Instagram work for your brand? If you're tired of spinning your wheels in the content creation hamster wheel with lackluster results and no impact on your bottom line, you're in the right place. It's time to stop the struggle and start seeing real growth with my new program, InstaGrowth, the 30-day private Instagram marketing mentorship. Designed for ambitious business owners like you who crave growth but need expert guidance and support tailored to your pace and unique business goals. InstaGrowth is the game changer you've been searching for. Say goodbye to frustration and hello to confidence on Instagram. If you're ready to learn more about this high-touch private mentorship opportunity, simply DM me the word grow on Instagram and I'll send you the link to learn more. And here's the best part. For a limited time only, podcast listeners can save $200 off their investment with code PODCAST. So hit me up in the DMs on Instagram with the word grow, and don't forget to use code PODCAST at checkout to save $200. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Let's make Instagram work for your business together. You know that showing up consistently on social media is a foundational strategy you must be implementing if you hope to grow your brand's visibility while also deepening your relationship and your know, like, and trust factor with your audience. Yet, we all have those days where consistency and just showing up feels so hard. So what do you do when you're just not feeling it? Those days when you're feeling low energy and no motivation. We're going to talk about it today, and I've got five easy low energy reel ideas that you can utilize no matter what you're feeling. Let's dive in. Welcome to Strut It, a podcast about creating bold visibility on social media with zero apologies. I'm Elizabeth Marbury, your host and Instagram marketing coach. I help small business owners get seen on Instagram and monetize their offers so they can make more money doing their soul-led work. If you're tired of spinning your wheels on Instagram and you're seeking simple, proven Instagram marketing strategies that actually work, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the show. It's kind of perfect that I'm recording today's episode as I am recovering from a pretty nasty virus that had me taken out for at least 4 or 5 days where I wanted to record this podcast, but I was frankly just too sick. And during that time when I got sick, content creation was just not really an option for me. I was sick in bed. I didn't feel great. And we all have that happen, right? Like, we cannot always be on this content creation hamster wheel. We have businesses to run. We have kids to take care of. We have spouses that we want to hang out with. So today's episode is going to be really fun because I'm going to share with you five different ideas that I leverage in my business so that way I can continue to show up consistently online, even if I'm sick, even if my kids are sick, even if I get a flat tire. My audience has no idea what's happening. They just know that I'm showing up for them and I'm staying consistent and they can rely on me. So I want to start by talking about, like, why, again, consistency is so important. As we talked about in last week's episode, consistency is a critical part of just staying at the top of your ideal client or prospective client's mind, right? There's that statistic that people have to see things at least, I've heard anywhere from like 9 to 20 times before they're going to actually purchase or even before they'll click or take action. So you cannot be afraid of being redundant. You want to show up and you want to show up consistently. Of course, that builds your know, like, and trust factor, but the other benefit of showing up consistently is getting those reps in. As I always remind you, the only way you're going to get better at creating content for your business on social media is to create content. There's no getting around it. You have to suck. You have to not be great at first. You have to get those reps in. And the more you practice it, the easier it becomes, the better the quality of your content becomes, and the more you are going to get a return on the investment of your time and energy. So I love being consistent because that means, hey, I'm practicing. And if I'm practicing, I'm getting better. So a reminder, don't be afraid of just sucking. Just put it out there. It can be imperfect. It can be a little bit flawed. In fact, P.S., the more flawed raw content is actually doing better on Instagram right now. So try not to feel like everything has to be super polished up. People want relatable content. So be yourself and show up with consistent energy. Now, how do you show up consistently on social media while also running a business, while also being a parent or a sister or a partner? Like, we all have lives outside of our businesses and social media. So you want to develop some sort of a system so that way you can show up consistently even if you're just not in the mood, okay? So if I waited until I felt motivated to create content, I probably wouldn't be where I am today, okay? There are so many days that I remind myself the importance of showing up, and I show up no matter how I'm feeling. Now, we are all human. You cannot be expected to show up with full energy every single day. Life happens, kids get sick, there's a fire you need to put out with a coworker, you're running your business, you're running payroll, you're doing all the things, and you have a limited amount of time to market yourself on social media. So today, I'm going to share with you 5 easy reel ideas that you can weave into your social media strategy and use on those days that you just aren't feeling it. Okay, let's get into it. Easy reel idea number 1. I want you to run a report in your Instagram. You're going to go to your professional dashboard and look at your insights. And you can select either the last 6 months or the last 3 months. And you are going to check out all of the content that you have already posted in the last 3 to 6 months. And I want you to find the content that performed the best, whether it got the most views or saves or follows or engagement, whatever your metric is that you are looking at, but that post that really popped off and did well. And then what I want you to do is repost that content. Now, here's what's crazy is I have done this over and over again in my dance studio business. I have had multiple reels that have gone viral, and I mean like over 100,000 views on these reels, and I will post the exact same reel with a different audio usually, but I will post the exact same video, the exact same caption, even the same hashtags, and the video will go viral again. So why recreate the wheel every single time when you can repurpose that content that you've already created that you know already performed well for your audience? And just test and see what works and what doesn't. Sometimes it will pop off again, sometimes it won't, but you know that that's a solid piece of content that your audience really resonated with, go ahead and post it again. Reel idea number 2 is similar but a little bit different, and that is repurpose past content. So what you can do is, let's say my example from that last tip of you had a reel that went viral, or maybe it just had a lot of engagement. There was a lot of likes, there was a lot of comments, there was a lot of saves. And what you can do is you can take the information in that reel that you shared and take the exact same information and repurpose it. So you can take those steps and put them into a carousel. So a carousel post is when you see those slide after slide after slide, when you're kind of scrolling through images. They can be pictures, they can be infographics. But let's say I did a reel that went viral of like 5 ways to convert your followers into paying clients. And that was a really popular reel that popped off. I can take that exact same content that I already wrote and repurpose it into a carousel. And or I can take the exact same content and then put it on a different video that I already have in my camera roll with a different audio and post it again. A lot of times clients tell me like, oh, I don't want to be too redundant. I don't want to be too repetitive. wrong. I want you to be redundant. I want you to be repetitive, because what you have to remember is that 99% of your people, A, will not remember anything you've posted before, and B, a lot of them have never even seen it. There is so much content that they're consuming. They probably haven't even seen this before. So don't be afraid of reposting and resharing content. And again, if you have those pillars, those content pillars in your strategy where you have kind of five general topics that you always speak on, you're going to be repeating a lot of the same information, and that is okay. That is part of what is really positioning you as the expert in your space. So don't be afraid of being repetitive. We all need to hear things multiple times for them to even sink in. And remember, people have not seen it before, most likely, and or they won't remember. So don't even worry about being redundant. Real idea number three is so great, and I do this all the time, especially when I cannot get myself on camera, I'm sick, I am not feeling it, is I go into my camera roll and I just look at all of my videos and I find those B-roll videos. So what does the term B-roll mean exactly? So in modern film and video production, B-roll is just the footage that is not the main action shots. It's the secondary shots. And if you ever watch the news, they do this all the time where they might be interviewing someone and then they'll cut to another shot. So you can think of B-roll as just sort of that behind the scenes secondary footage that just helps you to tell your story to your audience. So maybe I'm walking down the street, or I was dancing in the kitchen, or I was working at my computer. And this is a pro tip for you. Whenever you think of it, just take some videos of you doing random things like pouring a cup of coffee or pouring yourself a cup of tea, or maybe you're on the phone, or maybe you're recording a podcast, or maybe you're putting flowers in a vase. People love to see people doing things. It's just human nature. And so what I tend to do is I try to, throughout my life, just randomly, I'll just kind of take videos of myself just doing my normal everyday things. And then I have these videos sitting on my camera roll for those days when I'm just not feeling it. And so what you can do is, right now, I bet you that you have a video on your camera roll that you could totally use. And by the way, it doesn't have to be you. It could be a view of a mountain that you filmed when you were on a hike, or it could be a video of you pouring a glass of wine and you're not even in the video. It all depends on your brand and your whole brand vibe and vision. So you have to kind of take what I'm telling you now and put your own lens of, okay, what is my brand? What is the whole vibe of my company? So for example, in my company and my coaching brand, in my videos, you'll see me in my kitchen a lot. I do a lot of dancing in my kitchen while also teaching you about Instagram marketing, because I kind of mesh my two passions together. In my dance studio business, you'll see a lot of videos in our actual dance studio of our couples dancing. You'll also see videos of them on their wedding day, and that is our brand. So it wouldn't really make sense for me to post like me pouring a cup of tea for my wedding dance brand. Okay. So you have to kind of think through, like, what is your brand? What is your company? And what would make the most sense in terms of attracting your ideal prospect, your ideal follower, to kind of magnetize their eyes to your content? But again, don't overthink this too much. I'm trying to make it as simple for you as possible. So you're going to find some B-roll footage. And then what you're going to do is you're going to find a piece of trending audio. Now, you can find trending audio on Instagram by that little upward arrow. It goes up to the diagonal, and you'll see it kind of in the lower left side of the screen when you're scrolling through Reels. If an audio is trending, you'll see that upward arrow. So you're going to grab a trending audio that, again, aligns with your whole brand vibe. You're going to edit your B-roll clip to about 7 seconds. So Don't make this too long. Just make it short and quick and easy. You're going to slap a hook on your video. So whatever the piece of content is going to be about. So 5 ways to, you know, attract your dream boat client or something like that. So a hook of what you're going to deliver in the content. And then you're going to have a call to action on the video, which could say simply just read the caption, right? Like, let's just keep it really easy. You write the caption and you post it and you're done, right? You didn't have to get on camera. You didn't have to go find a video. You didn't have to film a video. It's already sitting on your camera roll. You can just go do it and be done for the day. Low energy reel number 4 is actually one of my favorites, and it's a new thing that is trending on Instagram right now. So if you're listening to this, go take advantage of this because who knows how long this trend is going to last. And that is posting a meme. So what you can do is you can be scrolling through Instagram and you'll see those memes. You want to find one that is going viral, one that is like really popular and everyone's kind of gobbling it up. So what you're going to do is you're going to tap on the 3 dots that are in the lower right-hand corner of the reel, and then you're going to select remix. Now, when you select remix, that meme is going to come up. And then you can add your own text over whatever is already on the screen. So an idea for you could be, you know, a viral meme that's someone, you know, is on a speedboat and they're freaking out and they're falling off. And you could say POV, meaning point of view, and then a hook that speaks to your ideal audience. And then you're going to write the caption and post it and you're done. I recently used this hack on my feed. You can go check it out. And it is a meme of Jennifer Lawrence. And she's like, what do you mean? What do you mean? And she's like freaking out and crying. And I added the text over the screen of saying, when you realize it's not the algorithm, your content just sucks. Okay. So obviously that's kind of an edgy thing to say. That took me 2 minutes to create because I just took that meme and I put my own hook on it. And then I wrote what I had to say about that in the caption. So it's a really great way to do a really quick and easy post. Now, the 5th idea I have for you, you're going to say, what? This is not a real idea, but just hang with me. The 5th idea I have for you is to turn off your phone. Yes, you heard me, turn off your phone and take a break. So the other day I did this. And when I say turn off, I don't mean like put it to sleep. I mean like power it off. I know it's very, very spooky, but I want you to power off your phone and take an hour away from your phone. The other night I did this and I turned my phone off for 4 hours. And all of a sudden, I just felt the sense of like, oh, I can breathe. I can just relax a little bit. I can feel into myself. And what I find is that when I take breaks, that is when I get my best ideas for content, is when I'm not working. So if you are that exhausted, if you are that tired, if you are that sick, please give yourself permission to just take a break, turn your phone off, and just rest. And know that social media is always here waiting for you to get back on board when you're feeling better or when you're feeling energized. And you might be amazed at how this break, this time away to protect your mental health, will actually fuel your business and help you go further faster because you will get those downloads that you wouldn't have gotten otherwise when you were just pushing and hustling and just forcing yourself into creating content for the sake of creating content. That's what I got for you today. I hope you found at least one of those ideas helpful, and I want you to go and implement one of those ideas this week. And when you do, tag me on Instagram and let me know. I cannot wait to see what you create. And if you got a lot of value out of today's episode, please share this episode with another creator or business owner who might benefit from our episode today. And I cannot wait to dive into more Instagram marketing strategy with you next week. Thank you for listening to Strut It. If you're ready to start leveraging Instagram to grow your business, then you're going to want to grab my free Monetize Your IG guide. where you'll learn 7 simple and proven ways to finally make money on Instagram. You can grab your guide at elizabethmarbury.com/freebies. That's elizabethmarbury.com/freebies to get my Monetize Your IG guide. If you got some incredible value from today's episode, be sure to leave a review and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. And I cannot wait to start it with you again next week.